2/3 of non-homeowners say they have no prospect of getting on the property ladder, according to a survey by Halifax. Almost half of those questioned for the bank said renting would soon be the norm in Britain. Meanwhile, researchers are predicting that house prices will have risen by 16% by the end of 2015. The Centre for Economics and Business Research says values will continue to fall for much of this year.
It's exactly 9:33. If I hold it like that, yes, it's exactly 9:33. I'm Jenny Barnett. I'm sitting in with Vanessa for a couple of weeks. This is BBC London 94.9. Have you given up on the dream of owning your own home? That's what we're talking about this morning, with rising house prices, unforgiving banks, and apparently pessimism now about the future. Many, many of us are giving up on buying the house of our dreams. Now, according to Shelter, more and more young people are moving back with their parents. It's happening to me. My daughter cannot afford any more to rent. She's 24 and she's coming back so she can regroup. Luckily, we've still got her room. We haven't had to rent it out so that we can carry on paying the mortgage. But many, many young people are moving back, and they've been called this generation, Generation Rent. So as expectations change, I wonder, is it going to now open up a gap between the haves and the have-nots, the rich and, you know, keeping the house in the family, not having a house? Does it give you a security to know that you've got bricks and mortar in your home? I mean, if Queen Elizabeth II had to give up Buckingham Palace, we would all shudder at the notion that she hadn't got her own roof over her head. We don't want her to be renting. They do in France and Germany and New York. They have reasonable rents, but we don't. If you do rent in London, are you still able to save up for a deposit for your own home? 0207 224 2000, 0207 224 2000. How important is it that you own your own? Text me 81333, starting with London. Or if you've got a generation of 25-year-olds and 30s living with you as parents, how do you feel about that? Email me, vanessa@bbc.co.uk. Bethany in Camden, good morning.
Hi, Jenny, how are you?
I'm all right, my darling. So what's your situation?
Well, basically, I'm living in Camden with my boyfriend. We've been living together for about 6 months now. We've been together for quite a while. And to be honest, before we moved in together, we really sort of hoped that we'd be able to afford a house within the sort of next 5 years. But it is just looking more and more impossible. I think this report done by Halifax is just absolutely spot on, because even though we've been trying to save, it's just absolutely impossible at the minute in the current climate.
Well, now, if there's any question you don't want to answer, just tell me to go shove it.
Oh, sure.
but actually, how much is your rent? Do you know what you're... I mean, are you paying...
Yes.
What are you paying?
Well, my rent is £1,300 a month.
And is that between the pair of you?
That's between two of us. I'm 23, my boyfriend's 29, and... but the thing is, though, when we moved in, the first hurdle we had was getting the deposit together, because our deposit for renting, just renting alone, was nearly £3,000. Initially, before even getting on the renting ladder, was just incredibly difficult.
So that means you had to find something like 6 weeks' rent?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so then you put down this money and you're paying £1,300. Now, then you have council tax on top.
Exactly. So £1,300 is just our flat rate. Then we have our council tax, which is about £100 a month on top of that. And then, of course, you've got all the other bills as well. So
electricity,
we've got gas, electric, internet.
Gas, electric, internet, and food, unless you're living on love. Yeah. So given that you are now, fingers crossed, you have a job?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a job. So that's fine. But to be honest, I mean, I'm on sort of an average, well, quite a low average London wage, which just doesn't give me enough to live. And other expenses as well, that you've got to count in things like travel as well. I mean, my travel is sort of minimum £100 a month just to get to work, let alone get around London.
Right. So here you are. You talk about the economic crisis. You are just 23. You are part of Mrs. Thatcher's generation. So you grew up knowing that, you know, everybody was, it was good. We were having a good time. There were boom years. And you were born in 86, weren't you? Or 88?
88, yeah.
1988. 1968. So things were really cool around then. It was big shoulders and everything was fancy schmancy. Now, there must be people, Bethy, who are screaming at you saying you don't have to live in Camden. It's very high rents there. You know, go cheaper. What do people say to you when you say you cannot afford to save? You've got no spare cash.
People do say that. However, I work in the media industry, and if I want to get a job in my chosen profession, if I actually want to do something that I want to do, unfortunately, I have to live in London. I lived in Cardiff, you know, probably about a couple of years ago, for about 3 or 4 years, trying to get a job in what I wanted to do, and it was just, and that was impossible. I moved to London. Within 6 months, I get a job in exactly what I want to do.
So I think that's
the other side of it. If I want the job that I want, I have to live in London. I don't have a lot of choice at all.
So, Bethy, how is this impact? I'm calling you that. Sorry, that's what I call my daughter.
No problem.
She's a Bethany. How is it impacting on your life? I mean, does it make you think that you are never going to be able to buy? And if so, does it worry you?
At the minute, it really does. I probably can put 30 or 40 pounds into my savings account every month, which, you know, just isn't realistic. I mean, I've got a colleague who's recently just bought a flat up by Finsbury Park, and I think she spent almost £250,000 buying a flat. And I just think, if I've got to save sort of 10%, 20% of that just to be able to, you know, put down a deposit for a house, I think it's just looking more and more unlikely.
Okay, listen, you're 23. You've got a massive life ahead of you. Why is it so important to buy something?
I mean, my parents bought their first house when they were about a similar age as me. And, you know, I grew up in the house that they bought. And I think it's so important to provide a home for a family. And, you know, I think it's just so good to, I mean, I think that is part of it, you know, getting the home for the family, getting the state stability. But also sort of having assets to your name. If you get to the age of 40 and you only have a savings account and a pension, that's it. You have nothing to really fall back on. And this is just what I sort of think, really, that, you know, it is important to get on the ladder, get a really big investment.
So I was going to say, you see a house for you means security for future and for a life and for the life that you see with kids.
Exactly, yeah, definitely.
Oh, my darling, well, I don't know what to say to you. I was homeless till I was 32.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I rented until I was 32, and then we bought somewhere. And now we still owe money on our mortgage where I live, my proper home. And I rent in Battersea, and I'm always, you know, trying to rob Peter to pay Paul so that I can keep the flat going. Because like you, I understand that you have to be inside London if you want to do the work that you want to do.
But
if I were to say to you that you've become disillusioned, what would your answer be?
I do think that is true to an extent. I mean, obviously, I would love to own my own house, and I think that is something that I'm.
Do you feel like
trying
a
to cling on to?
Do you feel like a failure?
Not right now. I think if I got to the age of 30 and I didn't own a house, I think then I'd start to feel like that. I mean, I am quite lucky in the fact that I am 23, and you know, I do have quite a few years on me, hopefully, anyway.
You've got a few years on me, my darling, that's for sure. But listen, stop panicking. It'll pan out. Bethany in Camden, thank you, honey, for phoning.